From 1991 to 1999, Brian Williams, a.k.a. Bison DeLay, played basketball for five NBA teams. In 1997, he helped the Chicago Bulls win a championship. And shortly after walking away from his profession to pursue a great many interests that had nothing to do with basketball, including setting sail for Hawaii from Tahiti, he disappeared. In the most recent issue of Sports Illustrated, Chris Ballard examines the mystery of Bison DeLay. Chris, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me on again, Bill.
Perhaps you can remind us of who Bison DeLay was by talking a little bit about why he walked away from a contract worth several million dollars for life on a series of islands and a boat.
Yeah, so he grew up and was a great track and field runner. Came into a growth spurt that pushed him towards basketball, but he didn't ever really truly love basketball. There's one point during his career where he was reading a biography of Miles Davis, and he began crying. Tom Tolbert was his teammate at the time, and he asked him why, and he said, "I just wish I had the passion for basketball that Miles has for music." So I think he felt trapped by what was expected of him to a certain extent. So when it came time, and I think he had made enough that he felt like he could explore the world with it, about $16 million by the time he left, I think he decided he wanted to go find his happiness in other places and that it wasn't in basketball.
Bison DeLay battled with depression, and apparently there was a suicide attempt as well. Were his voyages a way to try to heal himself?
Yeah, and from talking to people who knew him, he'd had a tough time with his family, and what he wanted to do was maybe physically create some distance as well as emotionally. He's writing poetry. He's sailing to remote islands, maybe trying to find a purpose. You know, that's the sense I got.
You referred very briefly to family issues. Maybe that had something to do with Bison DeLay becoming Bison DeLay. And he had a brother who also changed his name and I gather had some fairly serious mental health issues.
Yeah, both of them ended up changing their names. And they had a childhood in which their birth father and their mother divorced very early on. And then they had a stepfather. And from everything I heard, it was just a rough upbringing, and clearly something happened that they were trying to overcome later in life. Kevin Williams, the older brother, had suicide attempts as well. He struggled with alcoholism, and he had some stints in the ER related to that.
One of your sources was a man named Tava, whom you tracked down at a bar on the beach in Tahiti, and he told you that he and Bison DeLay were like brothers. Originally, Tava wanted $100 for his story, but I gather eventually he spoke to you without compensation. What did you learn from him?
Yeah, he was fascinating. He had been on the beach working at this hotel where Bison was the last 3 weeks of his life with Serena Carlin, his girlfriend. And the sense I got from him is that here was a man who had found whatever it was he was looking for, and he felt like he was seeing them finding this, you know, as the way he put it, was the beginning of a love story. And to me, it was this nice, in a very sad overall story, a nice little moment that maybe they had found in each other something and in that place something. Tava didn't go on that final voyage. He was asked to, and his boss wouldn't let him, and he feels a little bit of guilt about that. Maybe he could have saved them in some way, and at the same time, he feels like he was saved. Maybe he would have perished as well.
You heard various theories about Bison DeLay's disappearance in 2002, including one from the FBI. All the theories included his brother, who was on the boat when DeLay disappeared. Did you come away from your research with a clear idea of what happened?
You know, it's pretty clear that in any circumstance, Kevin killed his brother, Serena Carlin, who was his girlfriend, and the captain, Bertrand Saldo, on the boat. And the question is, after killing them, did he then put their bodies overboard and sink them using bodybuilding weights? Or, this is the theory of the FBI agent, did he walk them off the boat and leave them there, sort of drifting in these shark-infested waters? His mother believes there must have been someone else involved and feels like Kevin Williams wasn't equipped to have piloted this catamaran back by himself. But as far as what happened, it sounds like a brother trying to take his identity, and something happened to create this flashpoint, and he killed Bison on that boat.
You can find a link to Chris Ballard's Sports Illustrated story, The Love Song of Bison DeLay, at onlyagame.org. Chris, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
You're listening to Only a Game.